I've known Sam quite a few years in terms of racing people that I don't know him personally.
Not quite a
no, but you know, it's just, it's, you know, we spoke to him at the Vuelta last year when he came on our show, and you know, it's at least we understand what he's saying. Can't really understand what you're saying, Sean, can we?
The Irish never got on with the British.
Why do the English claim the Irish as their own when they become winners?
I suppose they just call them brain dead, and that's it. It's easy enough to say if a person has a tricolour on them, they're Irish, isn't it? See, English are not very good at our history. We were taught history, they were never taught history. And the success with them, do you think anyone with success is English? No, man, that's about the size of it. I won't say any more because I'm going to start getting annoyed with them now in a minute.
I would kind of challenge it. I would say, come up and say that I'm Irish. That I certainly wouldn't be English if I won an award, or if they claimed that I was English and I was Irish. No, I wouldn't allow it to happen. I would challenge them on it, yeah.
So Paul Mescal did that. He challenged them on it and said, no, I'm Irish. Why do the British do it? Do they forget, or do they just not realise that perhaps the Republic of Ireland is a separate country?
No, I think maybe sometimes they just do it maybe without thinking. If you're Irish, you're Irish. If you're English, you're English.
So I remember being in a clothes shop in England and I was trying to buy something and I said, you know, can I pay for it in euros? And I live in Ireland. And they said, but Ireland's a part of the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. A lot of them just don't understand.
Yeah, I suppose sometimes people don't understand because maybe they're not enough into politics and stuff like that. Maybe don't look at the news enough or read up on it and stuff.
Try and take over. The Irish people, like,
I remember years ago when there was no work in this country, my father and mother, we went to England, and he was delighted to get a job over there, and they didn't treat him any different. The words, I'll never forget the words of the owner of the shop. He owned the shop and we lived over it. And he said, remember, he said, an Englishman's home is his castle. In other words, it's your home, you do what you want for it. And he couldn't have been any nicer people. He got a job, the whole lot. For I went to school and all over there and came back because I always wanted to come back home.
So why is it that the British, they do it all over the place? They would claim everyone from Paul Mescal. I suppose we've claimed Daniel Day-Lewis and Jack Charlton.
Our government is no better. You know what I mean? I mean, look at the virus and the whole lot. What way is it going to end? But the English, to me, I've family and all over there. You know what I mean? And to me, it's just their government, like Thatcher and all them. And your man, what's his name, Boris Johnston?
Makes them feel better about themselves, even though it's not theirs. Just most of them hate the Irish, anyway.
And do they hate the Irish?
Yeah, I mean, of course they do.
I was in England not that long ago, and someone impersonated an Irish accent when they met me, even though my accent
was horrific, was it?
Pretty mixed, and they were trying to do an Irish accent. And when they saw me, I think they went, top of the morning to you, Bagara.
Yeah.
And you know, if I impersonated them back and went, all right, mate,
George, call them George,
they would be offended.
Yes.
The English like to claim Piers Brosnan for their own.
So Piers Brosnan, originally from Navan, and moved over to the UK as a child. Why do the British claim so many successful Irish people as their own?
I think they think people won't notice because we're so small. Just let them do what they want to do. They can say whatever they want. It doesn't mean it's true.
What about Ed Sheeran? Would you claim him? Because he has Irish grandparents, or maybe Dermot O'Leary?
Oh, I totally thought that Ed Sheeran was from Galway.
Did you really?
Just a red hair.
Yeah.
I personally think the English are a very condescending nation. I think they're very like the Americans, that they think that they have a lot more status than they actually do. Now, I have a lot of English friends. My sister-in-law lives in England. He's married to an Englishman.
The British Empire is well gone. They are the fifth biggest economy in the world. They still have a big army. They still have some success, but they're not what they were.
Well, it's due to other nations deciding that they don't want to be part of England anymore, that England don't have what people are looking for, you know?
And do they even realise it? Or is it they just born like that? They just think they're superior?
I don't think it's everybody. I think it's just the upper class think they're superior. Because, as I said, I have a lot of English friends and a lot of them are absolutely baffled about what's going on at the moment. Because a lot of them are living in France.
And so they've moved to France?
They've moved to France and they don't know what's going to happen to them come December 31st. And a lot of them are just literally, they're flying by the seat of their pants at the moment.
Who would you claim, which British person would you claim as your own? Would it be maybe Jack Charlton?
I suppose most people would go with Jack Charlton because of what he did for Ireland. And I understand that. And he was a very down-to-earth person, because that's what the Irish people are. They're very down-to-earth. They're more accepting than the English people are.
And there's different types of English people. For
yes,
example,
there are.
Northern English people are very, very different to the Southern yes. English people.
Yes. Well, my brother-in-law is from Shipley. He's from Leeds Bradford. And he is so laid back, he doesn't really care at all. And even his mother-in-law is exactly the same. They don't care. But if you meet people from London, they're a different kettle of fish altogether. They're very like the Americans. When you meet the people in New York, they're very like them.
The mentality of the English, they always thought they owned this island in any way. And it's still going on with the North, so it's not stopping.
So they just assume Ashore Island's a part
of the United Kingdom. Yeah. I mean, look at Boris Johnson, the carry-on of him over this Brexit now. He thinks he can break that rule with the North. Does he not realise the trouble it's going to cause? We're at a having peace and we want to keep it, and we don't want that carry-on of speaking like that and, like, ignoring the Irish government, really. That's what you're doing, you know?
Is it arrogance? Is it stupidity when it comes to British people claiming success?
Look, it's not the ordinary English. They're very good people, and I will say that about them.
Who would you claim? Who would you claim as Irish from England? Jack Charlton, would you claim him?
Well, I mean, he was born in England, wasn't he? So you can't claim him, but he was a great man, and he was good for the Irish, and he loved the Irish. So, you know, the Irish have that good personality, but, I mean, there's great English people too, and...
Is there an
They never really understood Irish politics, because if you remember going back with the censorship, you weren't allowed section whatever 31. Now they're learning now, because we've seen the Birmingham, the Guildford and all that, that the carry on of them over, keeping them people in jail for no reason and what they've done. But it's kind of carried on, and I think that's Boris Johnson thinks he can do what he likes, and he really is, isn't he? He's putting the English people in jeopardy.
Do the English think it's still okay to impersonate or do impressions of Irish people and it's not seen as racist?
I'd say they do, yes. You see, from years ago, before 1916 and that, we were under the regime of England, of the Great Brits, and they still think they're Great Britain, so they're better than us, you know. And that's why they tried to adopt some of our winners.
And how does it feel when they do adopt some of our winners?
Well, it depends on the winners they adopt, whether they accept that themselves.
Because if we take Barry McGuigan, for example, he was from Clonus, which is part of the Republic, but he was claimed by Unionists, by Republicans, by the English, and by the Irish. He's an example of someone that was claimed by everyone.
I'm not too sure whether he was claimed by the British.
I was.
But I saw his big fight win, and... The Irish were still right behind Barry and claimed him, and rightly so. He was just a star to them, and maybe going on some other talk shows.
The six counties of Northern Ireland is part of Ireland. The English establishment took it over, and they don't give it back.
And you think that trickles down to Sam Bennett winning a stage in the Tour de France and being claimed as a Brit?
See,
a Brit?
Is he from...
He's Irish.
Because the English government paid for the security and all the rest of what's paid for in the six counties. The English, a lot of them think the English is paying for the whole of Ireland. I was in London for a good few months. I was in London for 11 months, actually. There was a couple of them, Paddy.
Did they call you Mick?
No, you're Irish Paddy. You're Irish Paddy. Go put all the and both give Paddy and all this. Yeah, my name's Tony.
So it's Tony, and you have it tattooed on your knuckles, which you just showed me.
Yeah.
So you're definitely not Paddy.
I'm not Paddy, no.
You're Tony.
I've said to people over there at the start, my name's Tony, not Paddy. And there was another man said to me, Tony, don't react, act